When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah, especially if you agree.
So yeah, so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your favorite redhead, Caroline M. Diamond. Today on the podcast, we're talking food and beverages. Starting off a little light, like an hors d'oeuvre, as one would say. I am one of those people that when we go out to dinner with a group of friends and a group of people, we are ordering appetizers for the table. I hate the tomfoolery of like, I'm just gonna eat my meal. What do you mean? No. Also, I'm gonna get this meal. You're gonna get this meal. Should we have these and share it? That's my love language. I need at least, depending on the amount of people, 2 to 3 appetizers to share amongst the people. And dare I say, sometimes appetizers are just the best to get. I don't even need a fucking meal. You ever go to a Mexican restaurant, you just eat the whole box of chips and salsa? Yeah, that's usually me. I eat 30 tortillas in one sitting. Uh-huh. And I'm happy. I'm happy as a clam drinking my margarita. Bliss, okay? So the people, whenever I go out and they're like, oh, I don't like appetizers. I don't like sharing. You don't like sharing. Okay, only child. Time to share for the table. Like a little nosh of this, a little nosh of that. Like, I don't want to eat like 4 potato skins, but I would love 1 potato skin. Wouldn't you? I would. Hello? What's like cool and trendy with, you know, the foods and things of late? You know, a couple years ago, we had like the hot honey chicken, the Nashville chicken. God, there was a chicken place every fucking where you looked in Los Angeles. I'm like, chicken here. I'm like, do we even have enough chickens in this country to suffice all of this Nashville hot chicken? Also, where did Nashville get its cojones to say that I have the best chicken? All right, go off Nashville, get your bag. And then now, like I would say last year, was all about the smash burger. Nobody wanted a beef patty. Everybody wanted it nice and crispy, which I like. I do like a smash burger. But it's also like, do I like it more than a thick patty? I don't know. It's got to be done right. It can't be, it's like that, like in between. It's like it can't be too smash. That's like just charcoal bits that I'm tasting on it. It can't be too big where it's like all just cow. In the middle. I don't like that either. I want a little in between. Maybe like, I would say 1/2 inch is a perfect patty size for my hamburger. Within that, we got a little crazy with some of like the seasonings and the sauces. I don't know who does PR for Hot Honey, but they have had such a trip the past couple years. I've never heard of Hot Honey in my fucking life before. And then out of the woodwork, they got like the hugest promo. I don't know, was it Hot One's problem? Maybe. Hot Honey really just had a full fucking renaissance. And like, does anybody really like it? I mean, it's good, but like, I don't want honey in my chicken. Am I the drama? Because I don't want that. I want ranch, as we know. Ranch is my blood type. And that's all I want. I don't want, why does it have to be hot? Why does it gotta be spicy? Can't it just be ranch? Not honey, not hot honey. Just make it ranch, okay? And then I'm gonna piss some people off right now. That's what this podcast does. I don't care. I'll take the bait. Whatever. Matcha is disgusting. Matcha is fucking disgusting. And let me tell you why. Matcha is the drink equivalent to mac and cheese. Hold. Let me divulge. Mac and cheese is good when it's great. It has to be great. But how often are you getting a great slice of mac and cheese? Not often. Not enough to order it at a restaurant. I've had so many bad mac and cheeses that now I don't even like it. And how could I not like it? It's fucking pasta noodles and cheese. That's my love language. So I should love mac and cheese, but now I've just been so grossed out by so many nasty mac and cheeses, because it's got to be wet cheese, but it can't be too wet cheese, and it can't be too hold together with the fibers. It's got to be that in between, and it's got to be like that homemade mac and cheese, but you can't fuck up the roux, because then if you fuck up the roux, you fuck up your mac and cheese. It's too tedious. It's too much. Just give me a potato. It's hard to fuck up a potato. It's happened. But it's hard to fuck up a potato. Now, going back to matcha, I've had great matcha, okay? Really great matcha. But I've had so many bad matchas trying to cling on to that one sliver of great matcha that I've ever had. And they usually taste like fucking grass ass, okay? It's gritty. It's nasty. It tastes like... It doesn't even taste like bark. It tastes even worse than bark. It tastes like, I don't know, the earth's crust that's been... you know, cumulating over for years and years, and then decided like, oh, it's ceremonial grade. Ceremonial grade? Who are you talking to? Literally, who are you talking to? And now matcha is like everywhere. Oh my God, the girls love matcha. The girls love matcha. It tastes like shit. It tastes like shit. Just go back to your drip coffee. Nobody wants to drink drip coffee anymore. I will. I'll drink that drip coffee from the diner. That's that good shit. Fuck your lattes. Fuck your cappuccinos. Give me the drip coffee again. Although I will have to say I do love a vanilla latte. I know. I'm going back on what I just said, but I don't give a shit. Yeah, you know, I can change my mind. Matcha, again, is having a PR heyday right now. All the girls are drinking matcha. And who do I always see drinking the matcha are these white girls that take Pilates. Stop with the gentrification of matcha. Do you even know where it comes from? No, you don't, okay? And make sure you sweeten it, because if it's unsweetened, it tastes like booty hole.
So, yeah.
All right, this section of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I, Caroline M. Diamond, is currently watching, reading, and listening to. So as we've heard in the past couple episodes of the podcast, I've been trying to read more sloppy things, junk, whatever. And I have had this book downloaded for a long time, You with the View. The cover is terrible. The font on the cover is terrible. And yet, it was really good. I was eating it up. Basically, the plot is this woman's grandmother dies, and as she's going through her grandmother's things, that who she was really close to, she finds like these like love letters, who wasn't her grandfather. Dun dun dun. And then she posts a TikTok saying, like, oh my God, connect me if you know anybody whose grandfather this is, who or whatever. Is he still alive? I would love to get more information. Granny never told me this, yada yada yada. And it just so happens that the person's granddad, who was in love with the grandmother, is her arch nemesis from high school. Ooh! Ooh! And his name's Theo. Ah! Of course he's hot! And then she decides, as she's going through like grandmother's things, like there was like this whole honeymoon trip that her and the older couple were supposed to take, and they never took. And then, you know, she goes on the trip, and then the nemesis and the grandfather come, and it's actually like really cute. I finished it in a couple days, and it really just like recalibrated me, you know, love stories and shit. As for what I'm watching, I've kind of been in like my little bit of a disco era, like Donna Summer of it all. And again, I'll say it. I will say it again every week on the podcast. I love Tubi. Nobody talks about Tubi the way I talk about Tubi, and I love it. It's fucking free. Old movies, new movies, movies you'd never heard of, they're there. So I, you know, sometimes I scour through and I just add it to my list. I add it to my list and I just let that list grow, and then I decide, you know, that day comes, what movie do I want to watch? And this movie is called Thank God It's Friday. I don't know if you've ever seen it or heard of it. And it stars Donna Summer. It's so good. That I love set design. Set design is one of my favorite things to watch for when I'm watching movies, especially when it's like in an era of a sense. And it was so good. And also, side note, I love movies that happen all in one day, all in one weekend. I love something that's like commodified in a region that makes me be like, oh, this is the way it's flowing. And so I'm just hopping right in. Yeah. So thank God it's Friday. Amazing movie. It's on Tubi. Tubi is free. Tubi, I would love for a partnership with you because it's free. So I don't really know how you would pay me, but I'm open to anything. And then as for what I'm listening to, you know, I really think that as of late, there haven't been any like male pop stars. Okay. There's nobody. There's no males that are like really doing it. I mean, like, are they doing it? Yes. Are they doing it well? Not really. Okay. The last great male pop star we had was Justin Bieber. And that was years ago. Yes, I know his album came out. It's not for me. We've heard on the podcast. It's not really for me. I'm glad he's making music, but it's not pop music. Yeah. So we don't have a pop star. I wanted Troye Sivan to be our pop star. And he's just not like, he's not hitting the people. He's hitting me. He's gay, so he's not really hitting me, but he's hitting my spirit, okay? But there's this guy, his name's Somber, no E, and I don't know, I talked to Madison about it, and she was like, he has to be a Nepo baby, because where did he come from? He's, like, an adjacent Nepo baby. His parents, like, work for UNICEF, which is that, like, foundation that, like, helps, you know, a lot of third world countries. So I'm like, maybe he's known other celebrities, his parents, to, like, really, like, you know, get him to a next level. But anyway, he has this song that's called 12 to 12. And it's so good. Like, I've been stimming the song. And he's coming out with, like, a surprise album, I think, August 22nd sometime. I don't know. And the song 12 to 12 is so good. In a room full of people, I look for you. Would you look for me? Or would you look for me too? He's yearning. The boys aren't yearning these days. And he's bringing back yearning, which I love to see. He's fucking 20 years old, which, like, ooh, no. But bring it back. Bring the yearning back. Thank you, Somber, bringing yearning back 12 to 12. Thank you so much for listening or watching the podcast this week. Love having you. You know, rack up those views, repost, like, comment, share, and subscribe, you know, XYZ. It really helps a small woman-owned business like myself because I am the captain of the ship and I want to cross the seven seas. Please. Thank you so much. So, yeah.